So we saw in the Gemara, Machlekes Chachot, Tanekame Bedabashol. Tanekame holds Ad Arichel Kezayis Truma Meshalem Kerem Vechoymesh. Rabashol Loimer Ad Sheiye Boi Shove Pruta. Has to have a Shove Pruta. So Tanekame holds Kezayis, and Abashol holds Shove Pruta. My time in the Tanekame, Achilexiv Ishke Yoichal. My time in the Abashow, Venosa, Venesin, the Pochem Nishova Pruta. What Abashow will answer on Kiyoichal? Prat Lemazi. What Rabbono will answer on Venosa? Ahu Zog de Gemore, Vitanekame. What he will answer on the Drosh of Rab Nosan that it says Venosa? Ahu mi boyalei ותנקמה אוקסי ונוסה ההוא מבוי אלי לדובר הרוי לי אסקוידש זוק רשי לוק אל רשי ההוא מבוי אלי לדובר הרוי לי אסקוידש וכול אקרו משום סייפה איצטריך רשי is trying to explain the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara explain why I need the drosha and venosa. הרי זה אכיל אז בקזייס לאבשול ונוסן אז דשיור שווה פרוטה make sense אבל לפי רבונן דשיור אז קזייס what is the ונוסן ההוא מבוי אלי ונוסן לקוין אס הקוידש דובור הרוי לי אס קוידש דובור הרוי לי אס קוידש so לחור it's only answering in the words ונוסן לקוין אס הקוידש the words אס הקוידש דובור הרוי לי אס קוידש But you don't need Venosan Lakoyen, S. It's hard to write it in English. And for the Eli Kerashi, again look inside. Ahu mi boyele le dovor haroi yes kodesh, vekule kro mishum seife yitzterich. There's no way to write down the words Venosan Lakoyen, S. Akoidesh, without writing Venosan Lakoyen, S. Akoidesh. So you write that we're only answering on the words S. Akoidesh, on vekule yitzterich mishum seife. Kula itzno mishum seif. Tesis has a kasha, and Tesis comes to say a different teretz from Rashi's teretz. So Rashi says, you're right, I'm not answering the words Venosan Lakoyen. But I'm saying, I need that posuk for Es HaKodesh, so I can be medayek de Venosa. Kilo, it's mashma that the ikar drosha from Venosan is a yitur. If it's not a yitur, it's a mashmoes, so it doesn't help, but lemais is state Venosa. Could be written Vehavi. It's a Yitu. It's Rashi, it's not Meyuta. Kulas Kro Itzarich Mishum Seif. Now look in Tesis. Ahumi Boile le Dover Aroilius Kodesh. Afal Gav, the Me'esa Kodesh Darshin and Dover Aroilius Kodesh. He means to ask what Rashi says in two words. He means to ask Midakashim Midateretz. It's enough to say Es HaKodesh, but I don't need Venosan Lakoyen Es HaKodesh. It's Tichnami Venosan. The Iksiv Es HaKodesh L'chudei, if the Pesuk would only write the last three words, the last two words, Es HaKodesh, Have Amine Deloy Osele Me'ute Elo Mois. You can't pay with cash. Aval Kol Peres Yeshalem. Lohori Kosa Venosan De Mashmois. I would think as a koinish royally as koinish you can't give money, you can't give benches, you can, but you could have to give fruit. But you don't have to be fruit that fruit could become kodesh. Komashon venosan es a koinish. If it says es a koinish, has to be a salt that could be koinish. The Rashash explains it. That without Venosan, I would think you have to pay back fruit. But not every fruit could become Kodesh. Lemoshel. Something that grew like a chich of a peyeh, that was never a gmar meloche, they were never in the parsha that they were royally as Kodesh. They never had zikas truma. Every chulin, be'etzim, could have been truma. You were just mafrish. Instead of this apple, you were mafrish that apple and this apple. So now with Ashnum Etrume, even the other apple becomes Kodesh. But Leket Shichach HaVepeyo Shelo Yoyoloim Zikas Truma, even if you pay them with Tashlum Ikuma, they cannot get a Kedusha. As is Mechadish the Rashash. Lun Mishnais and Trumas, if he's right or not. But as is Ok the Rashash. That if everyone is masking to the Rashash or not. The Moshe in Tesarosh, I saw, he says a bit different. I would think you can pay with fruits, but even fruits of Yisura and Noe, that cannot become Kodesh. Cannot become Kodesh. So I can pay with fruits that cannot become Kodesh. Commercial on Esa Kodesh has to be that these fruits could become Kodesh. Atkan the Tesis. Steht nur in Tesis a gewaltige Sache. That was a Hada Amine, that you have to pay with fruits, but not fruits that could become Kodesh. So we see in the Briskerov, at the back of the Sefer, has letters from the Briskerov. At the back of Chedushim Moron is a lady, Al Horambam, has letters. And one of the big letters there to prove that it could be a Musig of Tashlumei Truma that is not cash, it's fruits, but they don't become Kodesh. It sounds strange. Be'etzim, who is that strange? That is the Rambam that we mentioned a couple days ago, that the Rambam is Meduyik in Perek Yud, Perek Vav, that if a person eats B'mezid, so Lefi Rashi, we pay cash. Lefi the Rambam, you pay payers, just they don't become Kodesh. B'shoigik, they become Kodesh, B'mezid, they don't become Kodesh. A very shver Rambam. All the Rambam say, what is it? It's time to pay fruit? If it becomes Kodesh, you understand why you have to pay fruit. But if it's not becoming Kodesh, what is the Indian to pay fruit? Shabbat you can pay everything. But we see in Teisves the same Yesod. That if it would be a Drosha as a Kodesh, I would say you have to pay fruits, but not fruits that they themselves. That salt could become, fruits is a salt that could become Kodesh. But now that these fruits are becoming Kodesh now. And we mentioned Be'etzim, it's a Teisves and Azov. That Teisves said there was a Hava Mina that the Chomesh doesn't become Kodesh. You have to pay with fruits and it doesn't become Kodesh. The same Yesod. Le'umas them, and Rashi and the Mishnah is mashma not like that. And Rashi and the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Umud Beis, Rashi says, 6 lines in the bottom, 5 lines in the bottom. V'nosan la'koynes ha'koynes dover ha'roi li'es koynes in yochel shalem lo yamoes, elo ha'peres. והתשלומים נעשים תרומה כדי לקמון. Why Rashi has to ship it inside the Mishnah? What happens to the tashlumim? The answer is Rashi wants to explain why we have to pay peiros, because the peiros become kodesh. It's meduyek in Rashi, we see as well, that the tashlumim truma are peiros because it has to be kodesh. It's no tzad to pay fruit, and the Rashi is not masking with the Rambam. Rashi holds, it's amazing, you pay cash. It's only shittas a Rambam. So Rashi holds that there's no musik to pay peiros if the peiros are not becoming Kodesh. The whole Indian is, if the peiros become Kodesh, is the Indian to pay peiros. It's amazing, you pay cash. Teisves. And the Rambam could learn that he's a musik to pay peiros. So it's a very geschmack that Rashi and Shitose did not answer like Tesis. Rashi, normally Rashi doesn't busy with answers. Rashi is pshat. Here Rashi is coming to say answer and Tesis is kasha. V'kul lekro mishum seifer. Rashi doesn't have Tesis as talents. That Esa Kodesh, I would think fruits, but now they're not Kodesh. The whole point of fruits is if you make Kodesh. If they can't become Kodesh, there's no point to give fruits. I, why the Ganser Drosha? As a Kodesh, Dr. Rashi, I can't write the Pasuk without writing the beginning of the Pasuk. Mashainke and Tesis doesn't have a problem, he doesn't have to answer that. So Tesis Taka says that I would think that as a Kodesh is fruits and it's not Kodesh. So this is for sure Rashi and Tesis Lashitosai. And could be even tiefer that Tesis does not hold from Rashi, because Tesis holds you can't say Agav the Sefer. It's a Mashmos of Venosa. Rashi is not the Daik de Mashmoz. This is the Pshat Tove and the Gemara. It's interesting, I'm sure everyone had this Kasha here. Mitzlach asks a Kasha, and it's a big, big noise, we're not going into it, I'm just mentioning it. In Amud Aleph, we had a whole noise, Dover Aroili is Kodesh, that if you eat Chometz, you can't give Tashlumi Truma, because it has to be that a Tashlumi Mar Kodesh, Rashi said, and something that is also Ba'anoya cannot become Kodesh. Taisa said that I have to eat something that is roi to be kodesh. The Taisa dibra maschu dava roi li is kodesh. And we saw Rashi said something else that we said from the Rashi Yosef. Pitom here, the dava roi li is kodesh became if I pay fruits, if I pay with money. What was not good to say that the Gemara just meant? I'm sure all of you, before you saw the Rashi and Taisa, when you read the Gemara, the Gemara means damud alef. What happened? Rashi, a ganze shtickle tay. And then you need the Benosa. They said the Benosa b'shas nesine. The whole drosha in Amud Aleph is a ganze drosha. B'shas shenosa and he adobo shiroi li es kodesh. And you could give it. And Rashi and Tez is kiilu, it's no Amud Aleph. It's a kodesh. You have to pay with fruit. For Tez says it's enough. Fruit that it could become kodesh. Rashi says agav reishe. Why we just didn't take Amud Aleph? And we were Memayat Chometz. We have a drosha in Amud Aleph to Memayat Chometz from Venosa Dova Aroili is Kodesh. We have a Mirt. We have a drosha. It's a sugi in Amud Aleph. A shver sugi. We didn't too much do it. However, as a Tesis and as a Rashi, what is the Pshat in Dova Aroili is Kodesh? Frek Netzlach, Stam Bepshat Etove, what is the hell in a Dover in Amud Beis? It's a Kodesh. It's a Hamba drosha in Rashi. Sadrosha and Taisvis, and we don't know what Taisvis means. The Rashash says a Pshat, Taisarosh says a Pshat. It's like, that's not why we need it. And Amud Aleph, the Drosha was mamish clear. And the word Venosan was taken, everything was taken. Because if Taisvis means I'm giving on something that I ate and that thing had to be Kodesh, it's a ganze Drosha and Taisvis. Royan, if it's Isura, I know it's the end of the Taisvis. Then you can see and look in the Taisvis of Amud Aleph without explaining nothing. Just look in Amud Aleph, the last four lines of Taisvis. I don't want to go into it. The Enka Nesina. The Drosha Deer was busy with the word Nesina. Yeah, we're not going in now because it's a kasha. We're not answering it. Abba Tesis Amud Aleph is busy not with the word Esakoidesh. The Drosha Amud Aleph Tesis was busy also with the word Venosa. So everything is good. I need the whole pasuk. The Gamalu. Not Stam. So the Tzlach He'elev from Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph Tesis explain. You need the Nesina. What's Shvara Tesis? It was a drosha. Just Rashi has to say kedele eil. There's kedele eil and leil. Rashi has a pshat. Teis a pshat. Moshe says it's an efkemine. If it's lefimido, it's lefidomim. Avada bederech hapilpul. The tzlach has here a lot of cheshbonos. If Amud Aleph will be toluy in domim and he will be toluy in mida, he could make cheshbonos that the Gemara had to have an under a drosha. Can't say? We could come cheshbonos. The Gemara had to come with the andere drosha.
What's that? Why does the Gemara bring down
sukkah?
It's
totally
on
Amud Aleph. What?
Why does the Gemara bring down
sukkah? No, it's not totally. It's two different sukkahs. That we answer. Why did sukkah and Amud Aleph the familiar of Yidomim, this we answered yesterday. The Stiras of sukkahs. But I'm saying that we bought the drosha as a kodesh, and it's a klore drosha and Amud Aleph. After we explain it very good, the Rashi and Taisis here, Zag Netzlach, what happened to the Rashi and Taisis and Amud Aleph? When we say the drosha, just say, Kedelei, we'll see the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabban. Ha'oichel trumo pochis mikezayis mishalem esakeren ve'enoi mishalem esachoyish. So I want to learn with you good. Look good in the Gemara pshat. And the first six lines of the Gemara Mamish only Pshat. There's two lines here. Again, you could read it quickly and say Lav Dafke Behilchis Pshat, and you could medayik it very stark. Tanu Rabbonon, Ha'oichel Truma Bepochis Mekezayis Meshalem Mesakerem Ve'enoi Meshalem Mesachoymesh. Heiche Domi, Ide Lesbisho Veprute Keren Nami Loi Leshalem. Why? Tonu Rabbon, look inside. Tonu Rabbon. Here, show me the Gemara. Tonu Rabbon. Ha'oichel Trumo Pochis Mekezais Meshalem Mesakeren Ve'ine Meshalem Mesachoymesh. Heiche Domi Ideles b'shove prute keren nami loy leshalem. Why? Why keren nami loy leshalem? Either less mishav and pruta keren nami le leshalem. Why not? So, tashlum etruma lefimida lefidamim. Worthless is such a problem. Tashlum etruma. We're learning money for a week. Could be you could pay if it's, even if it's worthless. What is the Gemara's cash? Tanu rabbanan. Now oichel truma poris mikzais meshalem mesakeren veinay meshalem mesachoyvesh. Heichedom. What is the Gemara's cash? Why not to pay? Zil, how you learn Pshat? Huh? How you learn? Why Keren Nami Loi Leshalem? What? Why Keren Nami Loi Leshalem? What? Whatever. Why Keren Nami Loi Leshalem? The answer, well, sort of is that Shabbuta. We learned the sugya before. Femido Meshalem. We learned the sugya before, not like that. We learned the whole sugya. Femido Meshalem, you pay. Even if I didn't pay, Chomes and Pesach is worth nothing, I pay.
No, but
you
said the sugyas. If you compare the sugyas, then
it's not
good. If you compare the sugyas, then it's not good. Pull up his eyes. Why
don't you? I learned the sugya before. Not
and
that.
If you learn,
the answer is. So there's two ways to learn this Gemara. One way, the Rashash and Reb Chaim Kanievsky learn. The Rashash and Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Derech Emuna. That the Gemara means like this. Come, we'll learn the Gemara together. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'oichel truma beboris mekezayis meshalem mesakerem ve'inem meshalem mesachoymesh. Eichel dami. Ida lesbisho veprute keren nami loy leshalem. Why? The Gemara understands that if it doesn't have a kezayis, it's not a parsha of tashlumi truma. Right? That's what Abba Shaul said. But when there's no kezayis, it's no tashlumi truma. So you only have to pay midin mazik or midin gazlin. Beporches mishove prute is no din mazik and no din gazlin. Those are the Gemara's kash. Tonu rabbonon ha'oichel trum beporches mikezayis meshalem mezakeren ve'ino meshalem mezachoymesh. Heichedomi ideles mishove prute keren nami loy leshalem. Now it's not a shlumi trume because it doesn't have a kezayis. It's not a shlumi truma because it doesn't have a kezayis. So the only reason to pay is midin mazik. Legora migazlan. Aba bepochis misho vepruta is no parsha of gzeile. Then, avalo, a person eats truma regular, he pays even if it's worth nothing. It's a shlumi truma. But we say, לפי חכמים, פורס מכזייס, there's no parsha of תשלומי תרומה. So the only parsha that we have is what? If there's no parsha of תשלומי תרומה, what parsha we have? גזל. גזל, פורס משווה פרוטה, you could pay. Okay, so we'll carry on reading the Gemara. תנו רבון, איך אתה תנו פורס מכזייס, משם זה הקרן של חכמים. איך אתה אומר? אידה לס בשווה פרוטה, קרן אמילה לשם. ואידה איס בשווה פרוטה. Choymesh nami leshalem. Why? Why you pay choymesh? It's the shlumi truma. Why you pay choymesh? Sure, why you pay choymesh? What? Why you pay choymesh? That's the shlumi truma. But he didn't eat a kezayis. So I know what you will answer me. This is what the Gemara says. Le'elam de'iz b'shumef. Ula filochi ke'ev kezayis. Sham zeken v'sham esach choymesh. This is the way to answer when you learn. I'll see you go. Mask him or not. This is the way to answer as you learn single. What? What? Lav dafka, b'sayda. Start by mitzir today. B'sayda. No, I'm not mizazel, chas v'sholem. No, I'm asking, if you learn, lama learn guta gemore. Is a price a oichel? I want to still. You have to understand. Mikoyach this baaya, the Maharam Chalav and the Meiri are learning a new pshat in the whole sugya of tashlumi truma. It's a Shverim Aram Chalavan, a Shverim Meiri. Oh, but this one was bothering them. See the Gemara inside. Tonu Rabbono. See inside. Tonu Rabbono. Ha'orichel Truma Poris Mikazayis Mishalem Esakerim Ben Mishalem Esachoyvich. So, I'm learning like all of you learn, like all of you are masking, that the Gemara understands now that for the Shlumei Truma you need a Kezayis. On Kezayis is no parsha of the Shlumei Truma. So, the Gemara is a domi. But if it's not Shove Prute, Kerenamil in the Shalem, Erz Nishkin Ganem Bichlau. Vide is be Shove Prute, Choy Mishnamil al Shalem. Why? But it's not a parsha of the Shlumei Truma. Hear me. It's not a parsha of the Shlumei Truma. Lo'ilom de'iz b'shove pruta. V'afilu ochi came on the lesbo kezayis m'shalem esakerim v'm'shalem esachoymash. Say that. Now don't go with the Gemara answers. She didn't chap. She spoke it out. Nunu. But this is the way the Rashash and Reb Chaim Kanievsky wanted to learn the tzus of the shmais of the Gemara. It's a very shvera way. In the beginning we gave a Eitzah. We gave a Eitzah for the beginning of the Gemara. Now this is the reason the Gemara asked, Ide les b'shov epruta loy l'shalem. But then we had the second kasha, Ve'ide is b'shov epruta l'shalem. What is the Gemara's kasha? What you will answer, but Arik Ezayis is no parsha Truma. Ah, so you knew that or you didn't know that? And if you didn't know that, then you thought that you don't need for Tashlumei Truma Ezayis, so what is your kasha? Either less b'shev epruta keren nami lo yilashalem. Why not? But this is the way they learn the Gemara. This is the way they learn the Gemara. So lechura it's very shver. So to answer that, the Rashash adds that the Gemara had a salkedaitoch. That the Gemara had a salkedaitoch like this: for tashlumi truma, you need one of the two, or shove pruta, or kezayis. But when you have either one, there's no parsha of tashlumi truma. So we'll read the Gemara like this. The Gemara taught lefi Rabbonon, and I will explain. The Gemara taught that lefi Rabbonon, Rabbonon said kezayis could make tashlumi truma. But not only kezayis could make tashlumi truma. Also pruta could make tashlumi truma. Two tracks, two ways. Two reasons to chayev tashlumi truma. So we'll read the Gemara lefi the way the Rashash and Reb Chaim Kanievsky are learning. They learn the Gemara like this. Tonu Rabbah, oichel truma beporis mekezayis meshalem esakerem mishrosh. Ideles beshove pruto. And b'meile it's not tashlumi truma. And al tzmazik yupotu. Kerenam miloy leshalem. Ve'ideis beshove pruto. The Gemara understands that Shove Pruta would be a reason for Tashlumei Truma. It's totally only in Kezayis. If you don't have a Kezayis, it's not a parsha of Tashlumei Truma. No? It's a Mefurash Rashi. Two words Rashi says this whole shtick. This is the way they live. Kevon de lesbe kezayis, de achil eksivbe. What Rashi is saying? This is what the Gemara said before. Rashi is explaining that the Gemara now learns that if it's no kezayis, you potur legamre. The Gemara taught in the beginning, kezayis is a reason, and shavipruta is a reason. This is the way the Rashash and Reb Chaim Kanievsky in der Gemunde, in der Zeit, die Nede, lehm Pshat in der Gemorre. So, lefi dat, le maskone sa Gemorre a Liebe der Rabbonon, ke Zayis ist Tashlum mit Truma, lo meshane im Yesh boi Pruto, heim boi Shove Pruto, dann wenn ich mit Bigna gehad, das ist so gehev Domim, aber ke Zayis, ke Zayis, es ist Shir, te Mechaev Tashlum mit Truma, Shove Pruto, Shove Pruto a Liebe der Rabbonon, is nothing. When you not kezayis, then you're in a parsha of a mazik. If you have a shove pruta, you pay midin mazik. And if you pay midin mazik, what you pay? Money. You don't have to pay fruits even. Only if you're the Rambam, you don't have to pay fruits. You're a regular mazik. This is the source of the shmaiser. So again, so the Gemara understood when there's no kezayis, there's no shove pruta, it's midin mazik, and maybe you'll be potur legamre. With the izbe shove pruta, the Gemara understand maybe it's a parsha of tashlumi truma. And the Gemara answers, no, there's no parshav tashlumi trume, only if it's a kezayis. So maskonas ha-gimore ha-libe de rabbonon, it's tolui and kezayis. If you have a kezayis, you have a parshav achilas trume, and if you don't have a kezayis, you don't have a parshav achilas trume. We'll finish the Gemara. Amoru rabbonon kamei de rapope, hode lo ike abashow. The ike abashow, lo omar, Kevin Shiesh Beshov Prute, half of the lesbos. Abashow holds a Shov Prute as a reason for Tashlumi Truma. Omalu Rapope, a full time Abashow, Abashow Tarteboy. Abashow needs also Kazais and also a Shov Prute. And the male, even if it's a Shov Prute, if it's no Kazais, it's no Tashlumi Truma. Fredig Moro, Miboy Abashow Tarti. But not Abashow, Lamer, Shiesh Beshov Prute, Chayim Betashlumi. ושאין בי שווה פרוטו, אין חייב בתשלום. אמרו לו, לא אמרו שווה פרוטו יהיה מעילה בלבד, אבל לתרום אין חייב את שיהיה בו כזייס. ואם מי זה כיוון שיש בו כזייס בבור אלי, תיופתה. זה דגמור עושה, ואף רב פה פעוד הרבה. So this is the way the רשש, רב חיים גניאבסקי, this is the way we have to learn the סוגיה לי בדרשי. But avada, like we mentioned, something here in the Gemara is motnet. The master matan in the Gemara is missing a piece. And we have to say that in the Hava Minu we taught that Lefi Rabbonon, Sheva Pruta is also a Sivu for Tashlumi Truma. And that the Gemara changed. I will say first Balpe, Shita Samaharam Chalava and Shita Sameiri that Lefi Rabbonon you need also a Kezayis and also a Shove Pruta. Again, Lefi Rashi, we said everything is tolu in Kezayis. If it's no Kezayis, it's no Tashlum Truma, even if it's worth money. And if it's a Kezayis, it's Tashlum Truma, even if it's not worth money. Right? This is the source of the Shmaise, Alibe de Rashi, Alibe de Reb Chaim, and Alibe de Rashash. The Maharam Chalava and the Meiri, they learn that Alibe de Rabbonon, you need both. Sai Pruto and Sai Kezayis. La Aloch. And Abashow, it's enough of Pruto. I know it sounds like it's a Shite. It's a Shite. La'am Chalave, Meiri. But you have to know, Chaim Gnayevsky was Mechaber a Sefer that's called Derech Emuna. Mechaber a Sefer that's called Derech Emuna, like a Mishneh Berurah. And la'aloche, when he paskins on this Rambam, he paskins la'aloche. Only if yesh b'sho v'puto v'kezayis, gitzorich lachshash l'shitas maram chalav. And it's not like it's a mod neshita. But as they zog the maram chalav, and as they zog the meir. Where the maram chalav decided to say such a shtikul teire? Now, where decided to say such a shtikul teire? That l'fi rabbonon, you need both. Sai kezayis, and say a Shove Pruta. Where? I want to read the Gemara and to tell you from where the Maram Chalava said, Mikan Mucha. We'll start the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonu. Look at the Gemara inside. Tonu Rabbonu. Here. Tonu Rabbonu. Ha'oichel Truma Bepochis Mikazais Meshalem Mesakerem Ve'einem Meshalem Mesachoymesh. Heichidomi. Ide Lesbe Shove Pruta Keren nami loy leshalem. Remember the Gemara, we asked, why not? Why not? So we said, because it's no kazayis, so it's not a shlumit rumah, it's only gzeila, and gzeila you don't pay. Right? This is the way we learn the Gemara. Vaal is no kazayis, it's not a chila. Then we said, if that the Gemara knew, so what is the next line? V'deiz b'shav v'pu'ute choy meshnami l'shalem. Why? If it's no parshas, achilas trume, if it's no parshas, tashlumi trume, so even if it's a prute, you will not pay. Right? That was the koish. We said, no, the Gemara, they haven't been taught that it's both, that either one, and that the Gemara switched. This is the Gemara, the way we explained it, Aliba da Rashash and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. But the Maharam Chalava learns the Gemara different, and he reads it like this: Tonu Rabbonan Aoichel Truma Pochis Mekezayis Meshalem Mesakeren VeEinu Meshalem Mesachoymesh. Hey Chedomi, Ida Lesbeshov Pruta Keren Ami Loi Meshalem. We explain because it's not a Shlumi Truma. Why to pay? The Maharam Chalava says two words: Ida Lesbeshov Pruta Keren Ami Loi Meshalem. Listen to the words. Hey Chedomi, Ida lesbe shove prute keren nami loy leshalem. Minei mashmali de rabbonon tarti bohu kezais veshove prute. This is the whole Maram Chalav. From this line of the Gemara, ha'oichel pochis mi kezais meshalem esakeren vei meshalem esakeren. Hey Chedomi, Ida lesbe kezais shove prute keren nami loy leshalem. Minei mashmali, the rabbonon tarte boy, kezais v'shove prut. And avada, everyone asks, where it's mashma in the Gemara? The Gemara just said that if it doesn't have a shove prut, val is not a shlume trume, so it's also not a shlume gzele. Right? This is what the Gemara meant. If it's not a shlume Gneve, yeah, Tashlumei Trume, so it's also not Tashlumei Gzeil. Right? This is the Gemara. This is what we explained. If you're the Rashash, if you're Reb Chaim, if you're the Sniper. How on this line of the Gemara could come and ask a kasha? The Gemara says, no, no. Either let's be Shove Prute, Keren Nami Loi Leshalem. Zog the Maram Chalav, you see this line? I'm telling you, mikan muchach la'aloche, lefi rabbonon, you need both. Frank Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where it's muchach la'aloche. And there's the Reb Chaim that I found. He says, arei the pshat in the Gemara is, that va'al is no kezayis, is no tashlum etrumo, so b'meile adz gzeile, you don't pay, because it's not worth money, right? How the Maharam Chalavi could say from this line of the Gemara, he's moitzi from this line of the Gemara, a cloud. Shemikan muchach, sherabon on hold, that you need both. You have the Maram Chalav, the Reb Chaim? You see the Reb Chaim? So Zog Reb Chaim, how the Maharam Chalava could say from our sugya, how the Maharam Chalava could say from our sugya that Val the Gemara is telling a kasha, the Gemara is telling a kasha that ha'oichel truma pochis mikizayitz mishalem es ha'keren ve'ena mishalem es ha'choymesh heichidomi idelez b'shove prute keren nami loy leshalem mikan mashma shelefi rabonon you need both. Harei the biur in the Gemara is that val is no kizayitz, it's not a parsha of tashlum etrume. And val, it's not a parsha of tashlum etrume. The mele, you don't pay. It's not a parsha of tashlum etrume. And the mele, you don't pay. So, vice toys that the Maharam Chalava had shver. The way Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the way the Rashash are learning the Gemara. Because the way the Rashash and Reb Chaim Kanievsky are learning the Gemara is asking that either less b'shev pruta kerem nami lo yleshalem. Why? Because if it's no kezayis, there's no parshav achilas truma. Right? So what is the next question? V'ide is b'shev pruta choymesh nami yleshalem, but it's not a parshav achilas truma. So we had to say Shnigel Teire, the Gemara had a tzad, and this shlav of the Gemara, that when you have a pruto, it's also tashlum etrume. And that the Gemara answered that it's not true. That was the Shnigel Teire that we said to say pshat in the Gemara. It's a Teire. This Teire was bothering the Maharam Chalav. It's not mistaba b'pshat. So the Maharam Chalav learned, obviously, we're not speaking on the parsha of Tashlum Gzeila. So we're not speaking on the parsha of Tashlum Gzeila. We're not speaking on the parsha of Tashlum Gzeila. Our sugi is only a parsha of Tashlum Truma. Our parsha is a new parsha of Tashlum Truma. So what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking, Idelez b'shove prute keren nami loy leshalem. Why not? Again, I want to explain it. It's a little hard, but we'll try to explain it. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that if you have a price, if you have trum or pochis mikizayis, you pay keren and you don't pay choymesh. Frank the Gemara, if it's no kizayis, you pay keren and choymesh, it's worth a prute or it's not worth a prute. If it's not worth a pruta, don't pay nothing. And if it's worth, pay everything. So why not pay nothing? It's not a shlume truma. So then the kasha is, so even if it's shove pruta, it's not a shlume truma. This is the bayah gdola. Right? This is the kasha. So the prime yeah, the Gemara and a half a minute thinks that either two things could be mechayev. Very shmer to say two things. I mean, the whole taste said that the venosan and the ochal is a stira. To say that it's two things, it's very daichak. This one was bothering the Maharam Chalav. Zog Maharam Chalav, it's not the pshat. How we know that? He just quotes the first line of the Gemara. If the lesbish of a prute keren nami loy leshalem, mikan muchach, then lefi rabbonon you need both. How mikan muchach, then lefi rabbonon you need both? And the Gemara asked the kasha, if it's no kezayis and it's no shove prute, don't pay nothing, because the gazlan doesn't pay, as Eifrek the Chaim Kanievsky and the Rashash, what he wants, where he sees it in the Gemara. The answer is like this. Maybe I'll say it by al-peh and then we'll read it inside. But it's mamish muchach. So these gemoras are good. You learn how to, not to give up when the lashon of the gemara is not 100%, not to give up. That's going to kerach from Reb Nochem. Yeah, but they could read the gemara. The gemara answer doesn't give it the terrors. That's not so shver. The pshat is as it. The Maharam Chalave and the Meiri learn that lefi rabbonon you need both. We'll go backwards. This is what they say. That lefi rabbonon you need a kezayis and a shove pruta. You need both. From where you learn it, misvora zok de maram chalav. You need both. Achilek sibei, venosa you need a shove pruta. If you don't have both, there's no tashlum mitrum. What happens if you have one and you don't have the other one? What you do? You have one and you don't have the other one. So you could tell me, it's not a shlumi truma. You know what it is? It becomes like a gazlin that you have to pay, like the Rambam, you have to pay the shlumi truma on choymish. When you have one, you pay the shlumi truma on choymish. Again, you need both. What happens if you have one? You pay one, not midin gazlin. You pay one midin tashlumei trume, but without the parsha of choymish. And you have to pay it with fruit. And the second show is before Shema'am Chalave. So again, as the parsha of tashlumei trume, you need both. As the parsha of tashlumei trume, you need both. This is the chiddush of Shema'am Chalave and Meiri, that you need both. We'll see in a second, it's mashma and the Gemara Azay. You need both as the parsha for tashlumei truma. And if you have one, it's a parsha of tashlumei truma on choymish. Don't ask me that it's so shver. We saw in the Rambam such a musik that be mezid, you pay peiros. That is a musik of tashlumei truma. What? Is that? It's a knas. Bemezid is a parsha. Loshen Rambam mepirush mishnayos. Velama bemezid eina mishalem choymish. Deloy sagili bekapore. But this was the yesoid. Mikan mashma. You need both. But after the Maram Chalav and Meiri say that you need both, no one said, it's easy to say, yeah, you need both. And if you have one, it's a tashlumi keren on a choymish. But now we'll read the Gemara, you'll see how this, how from nowhere came this shita. And again, the Mefoshim that don't have this pshat, they don't quote this Maram Chalav. It's a shvar Maram Chalav. He says like this. So our sugi is not talking Hilchus Gezel. I'll tell you why. This Braisa doesn't come to say Hilchus Gezel. She came to say Parsha Tashlumei Truma. I'll read the Gemara how he reads it. Tonu Rabbono, look inside. Look inside in the Gemara. The Gemara inside. Inside. You can't be alpe. It's Vetzach Gormish. Tonu Rabbono. Ha'oichel Trumo Pochis Mikizais. Mishalem Mesakerem Mesakerem. Hey Chidomi, idelas b'shove prute keren nami loy l'shalem. If it doesn't have a shove prute, so it's not bichlal in the parsha. It doesn't have a kezais and it doesn't have a shove prute. Ve'ideis b'shove prute choymish nami l'shalem, because choymish is a reason for tashlum etruma. Here the Gemara is mechadesh lo'olam de'iz b'shove prute ve'afilu ochi kevon de'lesbo kezayis meshalem mesakeren ve'ena meshalem mesachoymish. If you don't have both, it's meshalem mesakeren ve'ena meshalem mesachoymish. If you don't have both, you meshalem mesakeren ve'ena meshalem mesachoymish, and you meshalem the keren b'ilchis peiros. So it comes out that lefi de Maram Chalave, this is what the Gemara be'etzem was trying to understand. She was asking, if there's no shove prute, there's no parsha of tashlumei truma. So how is a keren? And if you have the pruto, so it's a regular parsha of tashlumei truma. Zog the Gemara, aber lefi rabbanon, you need also the kezais. And if you don't have the kezais, is a parsha of tashlumei truma fun keren on a choymish. As a parsha of tashlumei keren on a choymish. This is the shita of Maram Chalave. So the Maram Chalave is mechadesh two chidushim. The Gemara understood, and this is what he explains. The Gemara understood misvorev is no shove pruta, is no parsha of tashlumei truma. So why to pay the keren? The Gemara, and if it's the parsha, so why is not a full parsha? Zog the Gemara, even if it's in the parsha, but if it doesn't have a kezayis, then we could make the shpalt. If it doesn't have both, you don't pay nothing. And if it has shove pruta, so state the Gemara. So when the Gemara asked the kasha, idelas b'shove pruta keren nami loy l'shalem, the Gemara understood that even if it be a kezais, not even if, because it's less than a kezais, but if it's no shove pruta, it's no parsha of tashlumei truma. And when the Gemara avada is a shove pruta, Zog dem Aram Chalabim, mi kan mucha, da bus poshet at the Gemore, da de Aleph Beis, of the Parsha of Tashlumi Trumo, nid ze shove prute. The Meile, zog dem Aram Chalabim, I'm paskening, la alochen, that you need both. This is the way the Aram Chalabim took it out from the Gemore. He didn't want to learn that the Gemore meant that is no Tashlumi Trumo, beporis mikizayis. Because then the Gemara is kasha, and will never be a kasha. The Gemara understands that it's tashlumi trume. But the Gemara says, if it's not a kezais, and if it's not a shove pruta, where is the tashlumi trume? The Gemara, the tashlumi trume is because it's a shove pruta. It doesn't have a kezais, but you pay the keren, that's tashlumi trume. But everything is mitzad tashlumi trume. There's no tzad mitzad, the chelik of the mazik. And this is the way the Mamchala v'lemaisa stays, that lemaisa you pay, that you only chayev choymesh if you have also a kezayis and also a shove prute. And it's a shtickel medurik in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, ומי בויה בשול תרתי ואותננה בשול לא אימר שיש בשווה פרוטה חייב בתשלומים ושאין בשווה פרוטה אין חייב בתשלומים. אומרו לוי, לא אומרו שווה פרוטה אלא לעניין מעילה בלבד. ואומרו שווה פרוטה אלו לעניין מעילה בלבד אבל לתרומה אין חייב עד שיהיה בו כזייס it's משמע a little bit also פרוטה and also כזייס אבל רשי learns only of them ואם מי זה כבל שיש בו כזייס מבו אלי תיופתה זוג בגמור ואף רב פופה הוד הרבה דתניה וחוטו בשגוגו פרט למייזי תדן מעילה You're not chayev a korban only b'shoigig, not b'meizi. Freid Gemara v'alidin u'mashar mitzvah shechayev bo'em kores. Potar bo'em es ha'meizi. Me'ilo she'ein bo kores. Eino din she'potar bo'em es ha'meizi. So Gemara lo, im amaz b'shar mitzvah shechayev bo'em misa. Toima v'me'ilo shechayev bo'em misa. Talmud lema b'shgogo prad le'meizi. ואומר לרב נחמן בר יצחק ורב חייא בר אבין הייתה למיקור אלים אלי קורס you say this has a chorus and the ila doesn't have ולבסוף אלים אלי מיסה and the Gemara says no מיסה בעצם is not אלים אלי and the Gemara is coming to say חידוש that שער הווירס has to have a כזייס ואומר לי אוכי קומר לי אם אמרת בשער מיסה שכן לחייא במקורס מיסה פוריס מכזייס תוימה במעילה שחייה במיסה בפוריס מכזייס ואומר לי תנוח דיית חושי נחתו אז דייתי so this is the Gemara So we call Makoim, state in the Gemara, the way the Gemara wanted to say Pshat, that the Gemara had a tzad that Me'ile will be chayev a korban, the Gemara says Kal v'choyma. So it's a possible that amazing it's potu. Shara Veres is chayev, chorus, and amazing it's potu, so here it's for sure it's potu. So the Gemara no, but it was a tzad Shara Veres had to have a kezayis, here it's even less of a kezayis. Frank Rabbeinu Peretz, what is more chomel than maise? Chorus or misa b'dei shavai? What is more chomel? Chorus. What is more chomel? Chorus or misa b'dei shavai? Why chorus is more chomel? We didn't give up. Taisa says, chorus you die 50, misa b'dei shavai you die 60. Chorus your kids die, misa you only yourself die. So you're right, the Gemara changed. So what is the tzad bichlal that misa is more chomel? You're right, the Gemara answers that it's not like that. But what was the tzad? Why is it says? Mekor alim lekoros, b'sef alim lemisa. The Gemara says it can be. And the Gemara says no. Be'etzem koros is mur chamo. And the Meile Shar Averis is mur chamo from Trume. Trume is Meile is only misa b'dei shamay. Shar Averis is koros. Now the Kalvachomer is different. Uma Shar Averis is not chayev only b'kezayis. And in Meile you chayev even b'pochis b'kezayis. Das ist der Zuse der Schmeisse der Gemorre. Aber vorhin Rabbeinu Peretz, what was the Hava Mina from the Gemorre that Misa is more Chavu? What? But I'm asking, Misa is more Chavu? What is more Chavu? Chavu is a Misa. Taisa says, Chavu is more Chavu. It's more Chavu. So it's not going to be So it's taken ish to say. זוג רבינו פרץ, עבד קורס הזמו חומו, כמסכון עשה גמור, like this is as in יבומס. But בצד אחד, מיסו בדי שומיים הזמו חומו, that his animals die. And of course, his whole family dies, but his cows stay. But Mr. says, it brings down the Yalkut Shimoi. He says, then go in the birds. No, it's not money. He doesn't say that his house dies. ואם תאמר, איך יסל גדאי דו דמאק שדמיסו חמור, כולה על מיידה וקורס חומו. ובכל מוקם איקה צד חומו במיסו, דלקה בקורס. כמו אם בירושלמי, אתם יחיו מיסו והוא ילך לטימי עם המוינו, עם מה שאין כן בקורס. כן פירש על רב שמול מהריינה. דד זה צד חומו. אבל למייסה, מסכול עשה גמור איז, דד למייסה עצנה לצד חומו. אז כל עשה גמור אלה מייסה דה נצנה לצד חומו אבל זה הבא מן הדה נצא צד חומו זה הבא מן הדה נצא צד חומו ומילא זוג דה גמור so בכל מוקר the מסכון עשה גמור is that what so that not only that במילא you have to have a drosha to say that מילא is חייב only בשקי גנת במייסה אבל מכל מוקר שתי דה נדה גמור תאמר במעילה שחי במיסה בפורס בקזייץ ענף דם זוג דגמור ואומר לי מי תנחוס את הרב הרב שאיזה שוד הוא בנהג מן שמס לדאומר היזית במעילה במיסה הוא לורנס דן איזה מיס בידי שומיים בן מעילה רבי תתניה היזית במעילה רבי אוהימה במיסה וחכום אוהימרים באזורה ומתי מדי רבי אומר רב עבור הוא גומר חד חד מתרומו מתרומו במיסה אף מעילה במיסה ומיני מטרומו בקזייס, אף מעילה בקזייס? How you tell me that מעילה it's less than קזייס? הרי we learn it out from טרומו. And if we learn it out from טרומו, so also has to have a קזייס. מה זה רבו במימי דה רבי כרבונן סביר לי? דימי כאבו שול סביר לי, דאומר יש בשווה פרוטה, ואף אחד גדלס בקזייס. דבר רבו בהו דאומר, דאבו שול תארתם בו, אלא שמע מינו עוד הרבה. זה צריי, אם הוא זכוי זו.
Well, I was getting a chance to